My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to The Fan, 888-808-1019. My name is Danielle McCartan, and listen, I know it was a terrible game. Might have been the worst loss of the entire season so far for the Yankees, and you're looking for someone to blame. I know this. I've been in this seat before. We've done this before. Here's the thing. It's not Aaron Boone, okay? Hear me out. Aaron Judge can do something really impactful here. I mean, first of all, statistically, he leads Major League Baseball in home runs, RBI, total bases, slugging, OPS. I mean, this season so far, his totals have surpassed, or as of this point in time, a lot of the different metrics, his 2022 MVP season, okay? And even he alone cannot muscle these Yankees into being consistent winners down the stretch here, or in the stretch. So here's what Aaron Judge can do to be most impactful. He could take a page, rip a page out of the Mets book. You already know what I'm about to say. Aaron Judge needs to call a players only meeting. They're not just, it doesn't look to me like it's good team baseball. The case in point being the base running mix up with DJ LeMahieu and Anthony Volpe earlier tonight. For a struggling team, they have to be playing better together. I think a team meeting would definitely get them all on the same page. What I would have liked to have discussed in this meeting, number one is hustle. The lack of hustle has been absolutely atrocious, even in wins. I mean, we know Gleyber Torres is MO, but players that are known to hustle haven't. I mean, case in point, Volpe not scoring in the third inning tonight. First run of the game it would have been. And I hope there's a charge to the team to play team baseball. Because to me, this looks like nine individuals playing out there. A focus on fundamentals. How about that? I would challenge my teammates to get onto the field and take an extra session of something. I would ask the coaches, can I, you know, get an extra session of something? Look, I know the dog days of summer have arrived. But there needs to be a precedence of excellence established under your reign, Captain Judge. And really, I would start with base running situationals. That's just me. If not, then I'd ask for extra ground balls, extra pop flies near the outfield fence, extra double play practice, extra drills to increase my pop time if I'm the catcher. or even a rules refresher course. I mean, these are just some quick suggestions here, but they are things that have come up during the course of these last 20 games or so. And I also kind of try to wonder what the game prep looks like as of recent, because I'm not sure. And there's no way for you or me or any of us to know that firsthand. And, I mean, I know the Mets got crushed tonight in Pittsburgh, but it worked for them. It turned their season around, like, literally. And now, even since that players' meeting, the Mets are 20-12, you know, after that meeting happened. Which is even more impressive, because they don't even have a Major League bullpen. So if it can work for the Mets, it's time to make it happen for the Yankees, Captain Judge. Forget about the Aaron Boone hate. Aaron Judge, who already has a stranglehold on that clubhouse, it's time for him to take the next step in his captainship and call that meeting. It's not only warranted, but it's necessary. And Boone said after the game tonight, he called tomorrow, it's a quick turnaround. Find out what we're made of a little bit. To me, that starts with the players. Internally, figuring it out, holding each other accountable, getting in each other's faces together in a constructive way. Captain Judge, it's time. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Jason in Mattawan is making his way home from tonight's disaster of a game. Jason, the rain delay, the loss in extra innings, how you doing?
First of all, just getting there 10 to 4 just to make sure I could get the bobblehead. Then the rain delay, then the extra inning. Losing just like that. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I just want to say something. When that play happened with Volpe and LeMahieu, mm-hmm. you know, when you're at the game, you don't hear everybody talking. You don't know exactly mm-hmm. what's going on. Mm-hmm. I was mind blown. I had no idea what happened. I wasn't focusing on Volpe. I was watching the double play. I thought Volpe was home.
Yep.
I had no idea what was going on.
Yep, he slowed down.
It's so bad right now. It honestly hurts as a Yankee fan. Like, I'm a broken Yankee fan tonight. I felt like at the end of that game, I was watching Little League Baseball, softball team. It was so bad. It hurt. It hurt. Danielle, it hurt.
Yeah, I mean, Jason, especially having been there, I forgot about it. It was bobblehead day, too. And if you don't get there early, you don't get a bobblehead. You said 3:55 p.m. you were there. Yeah, that's brutal. And the rain delay. End that disaster in extra innings. And I'm sitting here going, all right, am I ever going to get on tonight? But I watched Judge in that last at bat. Judge is swinging for the fences. Why? Just like, what happened to keep it moving, right? How many times have we heard those batters after games say, oh no, I just kept the line moving. Next guy up, next guy up. Maybe even he knows deep down that there's no next guy on that roster and that lineup that can get the job done other than him. And he just missed it. Just missed it. But the approach there was wrong. 888-808-1019. We go to Ed in Mohegan. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how you doing, Danielle?
Good, how are you?
Hi, so listen, I think I'm great. You know, I really am. I'm fine because I'm looking at this game. And your monologue was on point. Your monologue was Steve Somers-esque tonight. Really just on point. I'm listening to this game on the radio. I don't watch it on TV. I always listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
No one in the first half of the season, I didn't hear one call. I didn't hear one call how Boone was doing a great job.
Yep.
That's one, okay? Yep. Not his fault. Because if Holmes gets the last strike, no one's talking. We're talking about how the Yankees are back.
That's right.
Back in 2000, before the Yankees won the World Series, in the month of September, they went 3-15. They went from a 9-game lead. They ended up finishing 2.5 games ahead of Toronto, I think it was, in Boston.
Okay.
And the only reason they made it was because Toronto and Boston lost. So it happens, and they won the World Series. But what I really looked at in this game, and what really impressed me, was that Nestor, and especially Weaver. Weaver got himself in some trouble, and he battled through it.
Yep.
For me, and look, I know it's unorthodox, I would have left Weaver in the game. He's been more consistent. Holmes has been off. Weaver was pumped. He pumped his fist.
Yeah, made that great play, falling off the mound, twisting over.
One out. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, he made that great athletic play coming off the mound and throwing the guy out at first base.
Yeah, he was tremendous. And you know what? When you got a guy like that who's pumped up, you got to go against the books and you leave the guy in. And you know what? Maybe Luke Weaver needs to be your closer. This isn't just tonight. Holmes has not been great.
Yep.
Maybe you need a switch. Well, I don't know what the answer is, but you know what? This team is too good to continue losing like this. And if you're going to take Boone out, if you're going to fire Boone, which I think is a mistake, I thought maybe you need a. I'm not a change for the sake of change guy. Mm-hmm. I don't subscribe to that. I love Boone, and I think the players love Boone. But if you're going to make a change, you do it in the off season. You don't. Mm-hmm. You don't. And because who are you going to bring in? You bring in Joe Torre, it doesn't make a difference. Right. This team is going to do what they're going to do.
Right.
I love. Let me tell you something. I don't go out with anybody on the weekends because I come home and I listen to you. I work in a boarding school and I come home and I listen to you. And that's what I do. And I'm telling you, this team is going to come back. And I loved your monologue. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. Preach. And I'll be there listening, man.
All right, Ed, appreciate that. Thank you. You're not. What? That's the essential question of the night, right? And I mentioned it earlier. You bring in. You're going to fire Boone. Who are you bringing in? Because like you said, Joe Torre is not going to be able to ignite this team. This has to come from within, from internally, from these players putting some pressure on each other, just like the Mets across town did. The Mets got in there. J.D. Martinez apparently was the star of that meeting, and he rallied everybody together. Look what has happened with that Mets team since then. They're on a tear. The Mets, if the Mets had an actual bullpen, I don't know if they would have lost a game since then, since that talk. But this is obviously not coming from the manager down. So it's got to come from the players and spread around that way. Okay? Address the lack of hustle. Call somebody out. Get in DJ LeMahieu's face and say, hey, you didn't hustle that ball out. You almost got thrown out on a double play. What's wrong with you? Volpe, do you even know the rule? Anthony, do you even know the rule? DJ LeMahieu, why are you not getting into a run-out? This is all fundamental baseball that seems to have gone whoop, by the wayside. A refocusing is necessary, and I'm calling upon Captain Judge to do it. Aaron Judge, the captain of that team, it's time for him to take the next level up in that captainship.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.